Welcome to the Live Better, Sell Better podcast with your host, Kevin Dorsey of Inside Sales Excellence, the number one Patreon group and YouTube channel for tech sellers and tech sales leaders, where we dive in deep for tactical advice on how to book more meetings, close more deals faster, and lead sales teams to success. But we don't stop there. We also focus on the person in salesperson. We talk about mindset, goals, time management, and so much more. So thank you for listening. And if you're interested, head on over to patreon.com/insidesalesexcellence. Now with that, grab a notepad, get ready, and let's dive into the good stuff.
Let's say you just took a new job as a VP of sales or as a sales rep at a company in the last 12 to 18 months. You got your equity off of the last valuation. So again, let's say the last valuation of your company is 50 on 500 million. You got, you know, of that, on that 500 million, you were given some percentage of that company. If you're a rep, likely a very small percentage. If you're a leader, maybe like a little bit more, but probably still not a ton because salespeople get screwed when it comes to equity all the time, regardless. But now your company isn't worth 500 million. It's only worth 50 million. So your equity just became worthless. It's not even that it's like worth nine. It's not that it's worth 90% less. It's literally worth zero. And it will be worth zero until your company's worth 500 million again, at which point it will be worth flat. It'll be worth nothing, right? For it to be worth something at the value, you got to ask me 500 million. Well, 95% of companies are never going to get to 500 million. Most companies are just going to die or get acqui-hired or have to make massive cuts so that you won't be there. So now for 95% of people who are working at a company, your equity is worthless and it will never be worth anything at the company you're at, which is why many companies are issuing additional equity grants to their companies, right? Like, so their employees, you're seeing this happen really proactively and it's going to happen reactively in other cases. They're going to give you more equity at today's prices in order to make sure that you have some equity that could potentially be worth something. I'll promise you that a lot of companies won't do this because they know that their reps and their leaders don't know it. So that's why I'm telling you. I'm telling you your equity is worthless not to be a dick. I'm telling you your equity is worthless because you need to go talk to your CEO and your CFO and say, I know my equity is worth nothing today. I know that we're not going to touch this valuation for years. And so I'm basically working for nothing right now. I'm just working for my salary. My equity is literally worthless right now. So I need equity at today's valuation if you want me to stay. That's the sort of conversation you should be having. Now you might be thinking, well, whoa, you know, the economy is really bad and like, you know, we're in trouble. And so like, I don't want to rock the boat, right? I don't want to be the person who's demanding things at a time at which things are not going well. Good call. I think that's a really smart piece of feedback. If you're not doing well at your world, if you're not hitting quota, if you're not performing well, if you know that you're kind of on the fence, no, I wouldn't go out and make this request today. But if you're doing well, if you're one of the top 10, 20% at your company, which hopefully many of you who are listening to this are, because the people who tend to do well are the types of people that listen to podcasts like this. If you're one of those people, then guess what? Go ask for it right now. Because the last thing your company wants to do is lose you too, right? They're in trouble. Every company is in trouble right now. Nobody wants to lose their best talent. And CEOs and CFOs will overpay today to keep you if you're educated, informed on what's happening in the market. So my purpose in telling you this is not to be a dick or to scare you or to be negative. It's to give you the information and power that you need in order to set yourselves up for success. Because as I said before, salespeople and sales leaders get screwed all the time during stuff like this. It wasn't your fault that your CEO raised at 100 times revenue. Was it your fault that your company decided to take on all of this ridiculous funding without having their CAC and their growth economics and their ARPU and their retention and their and all of their stat and their channels all optimized to be able to support this growth? That was not your fault, but your company decided to do it. And now you're here. This is your opportunity to take care of yourself because ain't no one else going to take care of you. So a lot of the questions that, so let's start with, how do you evaluate an employer in a down market? It all comes down to profitability. It comes down to whether your company is turning a profit or not. Any company that's turning a profit is completely fine. I mean, completely fine is maybe too glib, but you're still fine. You control your own destiny. If you make more money than you spend, your company's going to be fine. For 99% of startups, that's not true. You spend more than you make. So then it becomes, how much more are you spending than what you're making, right? So in some cases, I know companies like, you know, famous examples were Fast and Bolt, and you saw some of these high profile ones that were out there. And you're going to see a lot more of this. I know a lot of companies, I know a lot of friends of mine who are CEOs who've raised really large rounds of funding on the backs of very, very, very small dollars of revenue, and then started spending way more money while the revenue didn't actually increase in conjunction. So it's simple math. How much do you spend every month? How much money do you make every month? What is the delta between those two things? And then how much money do you have in the bank? That's all you need to know. Those are three numbers. Look at, get those three numbers. How much do you spend per month? How much do you make per month? And how much money is in the bank? So again, easy math. Let's say a company spends $1 million a month and they make $500,000 in revenue. So they burn $500K a month in spend. How much money do you have? Company has $50 million in the bank. Great. Go work for that company. That company is great. Company's got $10 million in the bank. Do not work for that company because that company is screwed. And by the way, most companies have 10, not 50 in that example. But that's why you need to be choosy around who you work for. And so that's the first thing. And in the future, don't forget this lesson. I think that's the other thing. Everybody spent a lot of energy being like, well, what percentage of your reps hit quota? And, you know, recruiter pings you and says, we hit 375% of quota and we're hiring like crazy and you're going to make 500K OTE. And then like a bunch of lemmings, we just like jump after those jobs without actually thinking, well, is that sustainable? How many reps did you do that with? Are you going to do that at scale? How is my territory going to change over time? What is the TAM of the business? These are hard questions to answer. I'm not expecting everyone to be a VC or an investment banker or a hedge fund manager to be able to understand this. This is why we at Bravado do it for you. We have our own jobs product where, you know, myself and our finance team actually vets every single company, and we only let employers in that have sustainable, scalable business models with high product market fit and whatnot. You know, kind of a new age, like reverse agency, you know, where instead of vetting candidates, we vet companies. And so we kind of solve for this problem, but you can solve for it yourself. You don't need us. You can do it yourself. Just figure out those three numbers. How much do they spend? How much do they make? How much money they got in the bank? And you'll at least get a good sense of where they're at. Now, let's come to the other example, the main question you asked, which is, what do I do right now if I don't have a job? Let me just be super real with you. The number of companies that are actively hiring for sales roles right now has shrank in a way that most people don't understand. There's a lot of companies I know that have open sales roles on LinkedIn or on job boards and stuff that are privately telling me that they're not hiring. But there's still, this is the thing that pisses me off, and I'm sure it'll piss you off, they're still having conversations. They're still interviewing people. Why are they doing that? Because they're like, well, look, you know, if things turn around, we want to have the option to hire quickly. But so we're going to string people along. We're going to just say, no, not right now. You know, bunch of bullshit. You know, you start to see that there's a lot of bad actors in the space. And then, you know, I think there's another really important question to ask, which is, you know, what would be my start date? First, you know, are you actually hiring right now? Or is this just a preemptive conversation? No, you are hiring right now. Great. Let's say that the process goes well. And in 2 or 3 weeks, you give me an offer. What would my start date look like? You know, ask specific questions. It's hard. Some people lie to you. Some people say bullshit, but a lot of people won't be able to keep lying to you with very specific answers. So if you get really specific on things like that, you'll get some of the people like, oh, well, you know, it might be August or September. And then you know that they're just waiting, because most people are waiting till September. I think that's a good proxy. Like, this summer is a bloodbath. Like, if you lost your job this summer, trying to find a new job right now is going to be really hard. So what should you do instead? Not bitter, but better, as my man KD likes to say. What you do right here, right now, is where you level up. This is where you work on yourself. Now, some people don't have that luxury, right? I want to be really clear. I know there's people who do not have 2 to 3 months worth of cushion that they can afford to just not do a job search for 2 to 3 months and focus on trading and stuff. And I get that. And I'm not here to, you know, sit in my, you know, oh, let them eat cake kind of bullshit, right? I get that. I get that there's like some realities. You and I have talked about this before. We both came from hard places at times and didn't come from a lot. And like, you and I both know the realities of that. But let's talk about, for those of us who are luxurious enough to have been in sales for a while and maybe did a little bit of a decent job of saving such so that we do have 3 months of cushion, I wouldn't waste my time trying to find a job right now. Here's what I would do instead. I would spend my time building my network with the types of companies that I'd want to work for in 3 months, with the types of leaders I want to sell for in 3 months. I would work on figuring out, you know what? I was really not that I was good at selling, but I didn't really understand the technology at my last job. You know, I wasn't really I was good at bullshitting it, but I didn't really get it. Maybe I should really learn it. You know, if you sell Google AdWords, you know, maybe I should get AdWords certified. Maybe you sell some sort of a security software. You know what? Maybe I should like take a security course. Like now is a great time to invest in yourself such so that because the market will turn just as sure as it's frozen today, it will be back up to being hot tomorrow. That's the way the world works. Gotta grow. Either you grow or you die, right? So right now everyone's in pause for a couple months. That shit's going to end. People are going to start growing. As soon as they do, you want to stand out in the crowd. You want to get certified. You want to do training. You want to build your network. You want to start having conversations. You want to get yourself ready because as soon as things thaw, you want to be the first call. You want to be on top of that list so that you're the first one off the pile and back onto the team.